The Mat-Su Valley's new 70-acre prison complex is nearly complete. The Goose Creek Correctional Center will be able to hold 1,500 prisoners. The Department of Corrections had hoped it would open next year, but the legislature voted to withhold the prison's first-year operating budget on Friday. Lawmakers are concerned because Goose Creek would cost the state a projected $70 million per year to run. Some lawmakers think that cost is too high and are considering leaving the prison empty permanently. APRN's Joshua Tucker visited the remote prison and has this story.
At the sprawling prison site, a 30-minute drive from downtown Wasilla, row after row of gray box buildings are in the final stages of construction.
The right-hand side they just did, so if it's not locked, I'll let you at least take a look. So this would be a clinic.
Lee Sherman is with the Department of Corrections. He has been supervising the development of Goose Creek since before construction began 4 years ago. He says the new prison will keep prisoners close to their families in Alaska. The Department of Corrections also hopes they'll do a better job of rehabilitating prisoners while they're at Goose Creek. Currently, 66% of Alaskans who go to prison are sent back at some point. Aspects of the prison were designed to reduce the recidivism rate. The prison's deputy superintendent, Corey Pianco.
You keep them busy with programming and education and viable job experience that they can utilize on the outside. It gives them a lot less time to think about how to become a better criminal while they're in prison.
The cells are the size of an office cubicle. Men are two to a cell, stacked in bunks. But the classroom wing feels different. The floors are carpeted and the walls are painted cheerful colors. Lee Sherman says it's designed to be a learning environment.
There's a library in here, there's a music room in here, there's a GED and testing room in here, and it even has a small chapel. There's substance abuse, there's anger management. I mean, there are a long list of different types of classes.
The Mat-Su Borough built and paid for the prison, but it's the state's job to pay the operating costs each year. And some lawmakers are saying it's too expensive. Alaska currently pays Colorado $20 million per year to incarcerate inmates. It would cost the state $70 million a year to operate Goose Creek. State Senator Bert Stedman co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee, which will have to sign off on the funds.
I can tell you one thing. I'm not interested in spending, if it costs us $20 million a year to house these prisoners, to have that go to $70 million a year just so they can be in Alaska. That doesn't sound like good business to me.
It's up to the legislature to allow the prison to open. Stedman and others are blocking funding until they can get answers on how much the prison will cost to run. He's demanding an audit be completed by next year when the legislature will take up the issue again.
I'm not interested in further appropriations into that facility until we figure out what's going on, I'll tell you that. That's why I want the audit done by January so we can, you know, get this resolved next session and move on.
Looking at the possibility of an audit, the Mat-Su Borough's project manager for Goose Creek, Russ Kraft, remains confident.
The state legislature has talked about doing an audit. We have our books available. We operate on an open book policy. The auditors come in. We'd be happy to show them more than anything that they want to see.
Until Stedman and other legislators get answers about the prison's operating costs, they are willing to let Goose Creek sit empty. For APRN, this is Joshua Tucker.